Hi, I'm Connie Salica, and I want you to know how excited I am about our new radio show, Intelligence for Your Health. I'm one of those people who's always fascinated by the latest breakthroughs and tips and tricks when it comes to how to live a healthier, longer life. In fact, you should know that the original Intelligence for Your Life program got its start because John was looking for answers to all of my questions. I'm thrilled at the prospect of becoming part of your radio station's lineup, and I want to thank you in advance for considering our new show. For more information, please give Scotty Myers a call at 888-548-8637. But first, please allow me just a few more minutes to give you a sample of Intelligence for Your Health. Hi, I'm Connie Salica, and this is Intelligence for Your Health. Every hour on this program, we connect you to health and wellness intelligence from around the world. We will share valuable information that you can use to better yourself and your family. And along the way, we'll de-stress you while we play all your favorite music. Coming up, we'll share Dr. Oz's top 5 health tips. They're guaranteed to have a dramatic impact on your longevity. Also, want to lose weight this year? I'll tell you why you need to start shopping for 9-inch dinner plates. I'll also tell you why your New Year's resolution needs to be, I will no longer share my toothpaste with my family. Those stories and more coming up this hour on Intelligence for Your Health.
This is Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Salica. Well,
are you done? I'm Connie Salica, and you're listening to Intelligence for Your Health on KJOY 98.3.
This is Intelligence for Your Health, and here's your host, Connie Salica.
If you're overweight, blame your dinner plate. A new book called The 9-Inch Diet claims the bigger the plate, the more calories we eat. And over the years, plates have been getting bigger, along with our waistlines. For example, the authors say in 1974, the average plate was 9 inches, holding an average of 800 calories. Today, we use 12-inch plates that carry nearly 2,000 calories. So break out the salad plates and you'll eat less.
A radio show we all need. Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Salica.
This is Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Salica.
I can almost see.
And now here's Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Salica.
Here's a 10-second cold and flu alert. Microbiologist Dr. Philip Tierno from NYU says we need to stop sharing our toothpaste. Dr. Tierno says most people touch their toothbrush to the opening of a toothpaste tube before brushing their teeth. If the brush is infected, germs will be passed along to the toothpaste. And since germs can survive on the tube for up to 3 days, they'll be passed along to whoever uses the toothpaste next. You want to avoid the flu? Hide your toothpaste.
It's the cure for what ails you. Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Salica.
Great songs.
True variety.
Long Island's KJOY 98.3.
This Friday through Sunday, shop the 3-day Pet Essential Sale at PetSmart.
Hurry in to Ace. See store for details.
Nobody plays more music in the morning and throughout your day than 98.3 KJOY. We're your station at work with long sets of the music you love, from Fleetwood Mac to Colby Calais. And now join us Sunday evenings from 7 till 10 for Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Salica. Great information and lots of great music, too. It's 98.3 KJOY.
I want to read an email that just came through our website from listener Lori Petock. Dear Connie, I heard a story on your show about dehydration and hunger and was very interested in following up, but I missed the last part. It was something about how you can stop cravings with water. Thanks for the help, signed Lori. Well, thanks, Lori. You got most of it. According to Dr. Brian Wansink, author of Mindless Eating, the next time you feel hungry in the middle of the day, drink a full glass of water. Dr. Wansink says we often confuse dehydration with hunger. He says if you're still starving after drinking the water, then go ahead and eat something healthy. We've actually had this problem in our own house with our teenage daughter dehydrating herself. Like most kids, she does not enjoy drinking water. And just the other night, we almost rushed her to the ER when she was doubled over with severe abdominal cramps. After talking to the doctor, we figured out that she was severely dehydrated. We all have heard it a million times, but we need at least 8 full glasses of water a day. And if you work out every day, you need even more. And one more thing. I stopped smoking using the water technique. Every time I had a craving for a cigarette, I said a prayer and drank a full glass of water. It worked. Of course, the first week I spent most of my time in the bathroom, but my last cigarette was 29 years ago. Thanks for the email, Lori. I'm Connie Salica, and you're listening to Intelligence for Your Health on KJOY 98.3.
It's a little bit funny.
This is Intelligence for Your Health. Here's Betsy Chase with 10 Seconds to a Better You.
If you've just broken up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, don't drive. Studies show that driving with a broken heart can increase your chances of getting into an accident by 400%. Why? Experts believe it's because we're so upset we don't focus on the road.
There's no better health care than Connie Care. Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Selica.
Coming up next on Intelligence for Your Health, we have Dr. Oz's top 5 tips for a long and healthy life. These are tips he practices every day, and if you adopt them, you'll feel better and live longer too.
You're listening to Intelligence for Your Health with Connie Selica on 98.3 KJOY.
At Intuit Websites, we believe every business should have
investing
a website.
Investing in securities products involves risk, including possible loss of principal.
This is Intelligence for Your Health, online at intelligenceforyourhealth.com.
I can see clearly now.
You're listening to Intelligence for Your Health. Now, here's your host, Connie Selica.
As promised, here are Dr. Oz's top 5 health tips that he follows personally. He tells us they're the key to a longer, healthier life. Number 1, don't skip breakfast. Eat fiber and you'll be less hungry in the afternoon. Number 2, don't pamper a bad back. Don't stay in bed with a sore back. It'll just weaken your muscles. Get up, move around. Number 3, don't be an island. Talk to people. If you face life stresses alone, you'll probably die before your time. Number 4, your mother told you this, floss your teeth. Brushing isn't enough. Bacteria on teeth leads to heart disease. Flossing is the best way to clean all around your teeth. And finally, Dr. Oz's 5th and somewhat surprising health tip, save money. Dealing with personal finances is the number 1 stressor, and stress fuels bad habits. So put some money away and create an emotional comfort zone.
Call Connie now at 1-800-4-HEALTH.
It's Intelligence for Your Health, and you are connected.
This is ER nurse Paula Stone.
Cardiologist Marshall Matos, reporting from NYU.
I'm EMT Sylvia Moore.
This is couples counselor Gary Smalley.
You're plugged in to Intelligence for Your Health.
I'm Connie Selica, and you're listening to Intelligence for Your Health on KJOY 98.3.
In this ever-changing world, Illity is essential. Illity. That's Intuit.com.
If you live on Long Island,
this is your radio station.
Number 1 for variety.
Thanks for listening to Long Island's KJOY 98.3.
KJOY 98.3, Long Island.
I'm Connie Selica. And every day here on Intelligence for Your Health, we will introduce you to a medical vocabulary word of the day, so you will be prepared for your next doctor's appointment. Today's medical word of the day is angioplasty. An angioplasty is a procedure usually performed by a cardiac surgeon who uses a balloon-tipped catheter to enlarge a narrowing in the coronary artery most often caused by plaque. Angioplasty. It has been hailed as a life-saving procedure, and it's today's word of the day.
If you missed something or you want to go further, call 1-800-4-HEALTH or log on to intelligenceforyourhealth.com.
It's your new fountain of youth, Intelligence for Your Health, on KJOY 98.3.